everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. And welcome to 2022. Oh, my goodness. We made it, people. And you know what? It's going to be a big year. It's going to be very transformative. There's going to be a few bumps along the way, for sure. But this is a year where quantum leaping is going to become a thing, a really big thing. So I want to talk about that today in the podcast. But before I get to that, I want to say thank you to everyone who has left a review, who's reached out, who has started to leave reviews on Spotify. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's really important to me that we get the message out to as many people as possible, that this podcast gets to the people that need it, because I know how that feels. I was a person, when I was in my lowest low, I felt like I didn't have the money, didn't have the resources to support myself. And it was the free resources that really supported me to start to invest in my own self-worth and value. So please leave a 5-star review, because it really does help my podcast get found by others. And if you're loving it, let everyone know, yeah? All right, beautiful humans. So if you want to work with me in 2022, there are so many ways. Everything's reopened. If you want to book an unpack, you can do that. You can work with me privately. I think we've got a couple of seats left. We've got HDX, the Mastermind's coming up. We've got the Shadow, Human Design Shadow program coming up this year. And of course, Purpose and Abundance. Oh my goodness, this MG's been super busy. Thank God my entire team are all MGs, right? Whew. Anywho. I'm so looking forward to this year. I'm so looking forward to working with you. I'm so looking forward to sharing this podcast with you. So why don't we just get freaking into it? All right. So I'm going to start with a little bit of a story. And the reason why I'm sort of inspired, or at least I'm responding to this topic and why it's important. So it was actually the first time I heard that this year was going to be super big in quantum leaping was for me specifically. When I had my 12-month reading with Liz, she really talked about there's going to be massive quantum leaps within my life this year, within the business, within my health, within where we're living, all sorts of things. It's going to be and the sentence that Liz used with me was like, it's making up for lost time. Which for me really resonated, because I'm a person who, as you guys know, I'm a late bloomer. The real success, the way I define it and the way I wanted to experience is relatively new. You know, it's probably three, coming into my fourth year of having this success and my business growing exponentially. And that really, really resonated with me, this thought that this is the year that the quantum leaps are going to happen. So, what the hell is a quantum leap, right? Well, I talk a lot about this in my community. So, if you haven't heard me talk about it before, I want to just review everything. I want to go over it, because it's super important that you understand a quantum leap and how that specifically can be affected by our human design and being in alignment, because this is a game changer for us, applying human design to this. So a quantum leap is effectively going from here to there, and here is, you know, your reality today, and there will be your future self, basically skipping bits. When we are really grounded in the mind, in certainty, in the need to be right, in the need to be in control, all of these unresourceful mental states that keep us so heavily grounded in a 3D reality, on the material plane,
It keeps our frequency really low and dense because we have to know each step. It's that person, and this was me all over, and I attract a lot of people. It's the how. But how? I need to know exactly how. I need to know how I need to get from here to there. What's the exact steps? What are the details? I need to get it right. I need to have it perfect. And when we stay in that mindset, what happens is that we can only go down that path. We're literally squashing the quantum possibilities, all right? Because when we have this need to be right or need to be in control or need to have all the details, and yes, I'm talking to you line ones, there's resourceful having all the details and there's unresourceful having all the details. And when we have to have all that certainty, then what happens is that we squash all the quantum possibilities, meaning that the universe can get us from A to Z really fast. But as long as we think we have to know exactly how to do that, as long as we think everything, you know, all the steps, all the answers, all the details are on us, then the universe has no choice because we are creating our reality, right? What quantum leaping says is that we start to live in this space of uncertainty. We start to live in this space of, sounds paradoxical, faith, trust. So although we don't necessarily have the details, we don't know the exact right, you know, exact process, we don't know how the exact how, what we do know is who we're becoming and what we're going to create and how that feels. And when we know the future self and when we have that connection to our future self, and who we're becoming and how that feels. And, you know, for me, I am definitely investing more in things like legacy, like what's my impact, what's my legacy. And when I'm more focused on that Emma and who I need to be to become that Emma, then the universe can bring me shortcuts effectively. And the reason why this is important is because the world is changing massively. You know, we've been fed a lie for a really long time. I had a realization recently that the deeper I go down the rabbit hole of, you know, what's going on in the world right now with COVID and mandates and, you know, control and power, the more I realize that, you know, we've really been lied to on really deep levels for a really long time. And that's not me being a conspiracy theorist. Like, you know, I'm open-minded. I'm a person who is super curious. I always want to know more. And I've learned to listen to my strategy and authority. I have absolutely no judgment for people's choices. Like, you go for gold, peeps. I really believe that the more we can invest in backing ourselves and being okay with the choices that we make, even though they're imperfect, and giving everyone else that same respect of just you made the best choice that you did for you. So being able to support people in that. But the big thing to understand is the next few years is going to be freaking crazy. And there's going to be lots of quantum leaping. And we have to be conscious to be in our power, really. Like, this is a big thing and I'm going to be talking more about it. Like, really being in our own power. So not just operating from fear and, you know, reacting like, okay, cool, if that's what I have to do, or that's the line I have to toe, or I have to do it because someone said I do. No, this is a time where there's going to be great revolution. We're literally living through a revolution. So how can we serve that? Well, we can be in alignment with ourselves, tell ourselves the truth, and really get back to this place where who do we want to become? What's the impact we want to have? What's the legacy we want to leave? What's the life we want to have? You know, one of my highest values is freedom. And that's kind of being trying to be squashed in the world right now. But the truth is that it's not being squashed. It's that we have to stay in our own power. We have to decide what freedom means to us and fight for it, you know, like actually fight for it. Anyway, got off track. So, quantum leaping. So we know that when we quantum leap, it's a shortcut, if you like. We can get to where we want to go faster because we are in faith, in trust. We trust ourselves, we trust the universe, and we trust that communication loop that we have via our strategy and authority. Boom. Now, this actually brings me to how specifically we can really align to quantum leaping through our design. So when we practice listening to our authority and responding from our authority and responding via our strategy, so really our strategy is how the universe communicates with us. When we practice that and we let go of the mind and the analysis and the criticism, and it can be challenging because when we first come to human design, we're thinking it, right? We're learning it. It's coming in via the mind. But the more we practice and build the muscle of our strategy and authority, the more we learn to make decisions from this feeling place, from the body, from alignment, and direct from the universe, okay? So not from the mind. We let go of the mind. So what that means is that our authority will take us down the path of quantum leaps because it will literally take us in the direction, the shortest possible road. The universe wants us to go the shortest possible road. I mean, trust me, it really does. So learning to really, really listen to your authority and understand that it's never going to be perfect, okay? You're never going to get your strategy and authority perfect, but it's super important that you just do it. Like I say to all my clients, like, you can't fuck it up. You really can't. So it's better that you're in the game, that you're practicing your strategy and authority, that you're working out what's true for you, what a yes feels like, what a no feels like, what a maybe feels like, all of those things. Like, don't let other people tell you what it should feel like or what it should look like. Once you have that information, experiment and discover what's true for you. Because this is going to be a big game changer. Because the more you can trust your authority and your strategy, the more you're going to start to quantum leap. I mean, take it from me. It's been crazy. Like, some of the leaps of faith that I have made because of my authority. And I mean, let's be honest, I have emotional authority. I'm a manifesting generator. I'm a split definition. I've got a line three. So there's a lot of mistakes in inverted commas. There's a lot of non-linear, kind of all over the place. And to learn to let go and not have to be in control or certain about things has been such a freeing exercise. And just following my emotional authority and really responding to the universe the way I'm designed to has created massive quantum leaps for me already. And I am no different to you. So you guys can be doing exactly the same thing. Now, why else? There's two other things that I want to touch on. So the next place I heard this theme of lots of quantum leaping was when I was listening to Lee Harris's 2022 forecast. And he talked about how his guides have said that the next 3 years are all about quantum leaping. There's going to be revolutionary change in our world. And to me, that's freaking exciting. Like, I'm super excited because, you know, I can already feel the future. It's so interesting. The more I've learnt to feel into my intuition, someone actually asked me recently, am I an intuitive or am I psychic? I don't know what the difference is. Anyone who can tell me what the difference is, let me know. But I can feel the future. I can tell you that much. I've always been able to do it. I just didn't realise I could do it. I didn't necessarily even put much I just didn't put much value on it until I started to invest in my own intuition, then realized that this is real. Like, even though I actually have this really cool story about how I was sitting on the basketball court at school with one of my best friends in year nine, and I don't remember this, I turned to him and I said, yeah, I just know I'm going to go to London and meet my husband. I just know it. And literally not quite 10 years later, that same friend and I were sitting on a bed in London, and he said, "Do you remember that time on the basketball court that you basically told me that you'd come here and meet Justin?" And there was more details. And I was like, wow, shit. Yeah, you're right. And that sort of stuff happens to me all the time. But I wasn't valuing it. So the reason why I share this is these are the times that we have to start really feeling into our future self. And for me, I can feel a very bright future. For the next 3 years, though, we have the opportunity to really make up for lost time. There's going to be significant change. There's going to be lots of quantum leaping. So you get to choose what that means for you. For me, that means that I'm, going to create more. I'm going to have a greater impact. I'm going to be more in my power. I'm going to really focus on legacy. I'm going to have massive growth. All of these sort of things. We get to choose what the quantum leap is. Now, a big part of the work that I'm going to do over the next few years that I really want to expand into is talking more about power, freedom, abundance. These areas where ultimately too many people think they don't have control over, or not control over, or they don't have the power to really realize the big dreams, and you do. And literally the universe is supporting us over the next, 2022, 2023, 2024, according to Lee Harris and his guides, we're going to have a massive quantum leaps. So the question that I would love to ask you is, what specifically would you like to have a quantum leap in? Remembering that our reticular activating system is, our default setting will be on the negativity bias, focusing on what we don't want, and there's so much craziness going on in the world right now. The media wants us to be invested in this fear, and it's bullshit, like really bullshit. So where else could we be investing our focus and our energy? And the big question I want you guys invested in is, who do you want to become over the next 3 years? Who do you want to become, and what is the impact that you want to have, for me personally, if I could empower millions of people to really step in and own who they are, to love and accept themselves, to create peace internally, I know that that's going to ripple out and create harmony, equality, and peace externally. And the more of us that can do that, the more we are going to serve this planet, this amazing planet. Now, I just want to touch on one last thing, because I had someone reach out to me recently that sort of ties all this together. And she basically reached out about the new paradigm. She asked if I could explain a little bit more about it. And I'm pretty sure I've already done two podcasts on it, so I'm not going to go too deep into it. But she said, it's scary. And I know I've discussed this before, and I really want to bring this back full circle, quantum leaping, the new paradigm. So the new paradigm, the world that we are moving into, and it's really interesting because Richard Rudd even talks about it in the Gene Keys, in the 55th Gene Key. He actually talks about the fairy tale, where we're moving to a time where everything is going to be sweet, beautiful. We're going to have freedom, equality. Life is going to be like a daydream. It really is. And all we have to do is invest in the possibility of that right now. Now, with the new paradigm, the fear that was created by Ra and the way he talked about it, he explained the new paradigm through his consciousness. And when he first channeled human design, his consciousness was exceptionally low, yeah? Gate 55, the gate of shock, he had a massive ego on him. And fear was the way that he got attention, yeah? So it's true to say that we are going through some really chaotic times. But what I would say is that we're moving towards a beautiful time, and it's our responsibility to hold the vision, to hold the vision of who planet Earth is becoming, whether it's how our environment will be loved and cared for, our people, all race, creed and colour, living in harmony, our children having the freedom to grow up as they are and who they are, you know, equality within all species and so much more. But it is our responsibility to hold that vision, not to hold Ra's vision of the skies falling, not to hold the vision of the mainstream media that have literally signed a treaty to not tell the full truth. And these are all things that we have to take responsibility for. We have to choose to be the best versions of ourselves. So, that said, quantum leaping, we've got 3 years of it. It's going to be amazing. How do we specifically quantum leap? How do we get the most out of this opportunity? We learn to trust our strategy and authority. It's that simple. When it comes to the new paradigm, what does that mean? Well, the new paradigm is a beautiful new era. And it's not going to just happen like a switch overnight, but we are going through the bumpy parts, the transition, the, you know, the consciousness on planet Earth has gone up. There is more light being beamed onto planet Earth than ever. We've got the veil is thinning. There are so many great things happening, but because all the great things are happening, you know, the old has to fall away. And although that is scary and uncomfortable, it doesn't have to be. This is what I'm saying. So really invest. And it's not to say that shitty things don't happen, because shitty things happen all the time. Like, fuck knows it. They happen to everyone, but it's a choice how we respond to that and the meanings that we give to the shitty things, you know, and be curious. It's really a time for us to be super, super curious of, you know, how could life be even better than this? It's about really starting to dream the possible dream, you know, because we have the power to create it and we have the choice of where we lay our focus, and it comes full circle. Are we focusing on love or are we focusing on fear? Because when you focus on love, it will be incredible. The impact, the quantum leaps, the experience of life that you, the upgrades that you will experience will just blow your mind. Okay. Well, that is all from me today. Short but sweet. Thank you so much for joining, and I look forward to having you on the next podcast. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.